This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
All right, coming up on In the News, mystery lights in Oregon.
No, they're everywhere, man. The aliens are here.
Or the Iranians.
Yeah. I thought it was the Syrians? We got a ship. Oh, that was off the East Coast.
Yeah, New Jersey's getting all... Have you been following that?
Did you see the senator?
What senator?
There was a senator that was on one of the...
I try not to listen to senators.
Oh, my God. Well, you know, there was the lights.
Yeah. Well, dude, there's like drones all over the place in New Jersey.
There was a drone.
It's a whole thing.
And I think that's what it was. And one of them went on there. He was like a U.S. senator. And it was on Newsmax or OAN, one of those. And he goes, well, my sources say that it was like an Iranian or a Syrian, like some sort of like warship, right?
Yeah, it was Iran.
Yeah. And the host goes, are you telling me that we have, that your sources say it's a warship? And he goes, well, they say it could be, but could be lots of things. Like, it is the greatest hedge that I've ever seen in the history of news. Like, they were all excited. They're like, oh my God, is this breaking news? And then immediately it was like, well, you know, could be lots of things. My source is confident that it's something.
We can't prove they're not warships.
Exactly. That's where we went down. Like, I can't prove that it's not an Iranian warship, but... could be a lot of different things.
I found it very unsatisfying that they came out and said, and this was from the White House, they said that a lot of the drones, so if you haven't been following, New Jersey has had like just drones galore.
Yeah,
if you've seen the videos, they're all over the place.
Yeah.
And nobody really knows why or where they're coming from except for this senator who claims that it's possibly from an Iranian.
Possibly.
What do you call it? Like a
warship or something out there. Yeah.
We think.
Well, they're now saying that many of them are actually manned aircraft. They're giant drones. That is not that satisfying. Like, what does that mean?
One of the photos close up of it, it just looks like an airplane. It looks like a big flying, you know, like what you would see like the Predator drones.
How about explain them? What are they?
No one
Here's the situation.
But they're like, we have no evidence that they're a harm to the public, but that's all we're going to say.
We have no evidence that they're not.
Yeah, exactly. It's like,
look, the aliens are here and we're all screwed.
So unsatisfying.
All right.
I was looking at your NBA Cup numbers because we have to get into hot NBA Cup talk now.
Can't wait.
1.16 million viewers on ESPN.
Yeah.
Is that real?
It's not good.
You're a loser.
It's not good, Bob.
Dude, that is so bad.
It's really bad.
That is so bad.
Yeah. Well, I mean, last year they weren't good, and they spent all that money, and their defense was, well, we're just like getting the word out, and this next year, the coming year, it'll take off. Wrong.
God.
It's bad. Well, the NBA
Is the NBA in crisis?
Well, here's the thing. I'm going to stop short of crisis because twofold. One, they still do better ratings than Major League Baseball and the NHL. So... they're in crisis compared to where they used to be, but also they just got the TV networks to give them just an absurdly stupid TV deal where they're just rolling in cash. So do they have a problem? Yes. and that numbers are down across the board. They continue to be down. They're down historic lows. I mean, this is not good. And when this regime kind of moves out the Steph Currys and LeBrons, there's no one coming up behind them. But relatively speaking, compared to sports not named football, college and the NFL, they still do really well, and the TV network still gave them a butt ton of cash. So take it for what it's worth. But 30%, when your numbers last year were crap and you're down 30% on ESPN, and I think on TNT they're down a little bit or flat, when that's like you're like, well, we're kind of holding steady on TNT, and by the way, we're getting rid of our TNT games.
I'll say they're in pre-crisis.
It's not good. If you're the NBA, much like Major League Baseball over the last couple of years, you better take a long, hard look at your product and realize that people aren't buying it. At least baseball addressed it.
I've always kind of thought Adam Silver was good, but I don't know. I don't know if he is. Maybe they need a new commish.
Yeah.
Maybe LeBron.
But that's the thing, is we all crap on the baseball commissioner, who's a total ass, but at least he's trying stuff.
But I've always thought he was all right. And I've always thought Silver was all right.
Yeah.
And baseball, they did make changes. NBA, they haven't.
Yeah. Well, you just have, and this goes on, I mean, they've been talking about this for years, but whether you want to talk about the players not caring, whether you want to talk about the style of play.
How about the players not playing?
Yeah, whether you want to talk about some of the political messaging. I just think you've got, and we're always trying to point to one thing, right? And it's not one thing. The fact of the matter is you've got about 12 different things that have been going on for the last decade plus, and it's just slowly chipped away, and I honestly don't know how you get that thing back.
Well, it's just all three-pointers now. That's another problem.
Yeah, well, that's one of them. Some of these teams are shooting 50 to 60 a game. Yeah. And when you get rid of Steph, when you get little LeBron, KD, all these guys, the next wave of guys, it was supposed to be Devin Booker and Anthony Edwards and SGA, Wemby.
Luka.
But when I ask you, and this is just a universal question, how many guys are really must, like if they came to your town, that you would be like, no, I am going no matter what? I'm not certain that those guys really exist right now in the NBA. And by the way, there's no guarantee that when you show up that that guy's going to be playing.
Yeah, you're not really going out of your way for anyone. I think for me, maybe the athleticism of Edwards would get me there, but that's about it.
Yeah.
Wemby?
It's not like the olden days.
No, it's not. I mean, look, in the olden days when the Lakers came to Portland, when I was growing up, that was our big one. And like everyone else, we wanted to go see the Lakers. And when you went to see that game, you were going to get Kareem, Magic, Worthy, Drexler, Porter. And now, like this guy says, my buddy took his son to see Steph Curry twice and he was on the bench in street clothes. That's a real thing. Someone's saying, you think the TV networks are sitting around right now being like, how many billions did we give those guys?
Yes.
Yep.
I do.
They're like, crap.
I think they have to shorten the schedule so that the games mean more and people don't get bored. But all the purists don't want that. The owners
do that.
Definitely don't want that, because then they lose their
games. That's too much money. They're just not going to do that. Yep. I mean, there's a lot of easy ways to fix the league, but are they willing to do it?
Are there a lot of easy ways to fix the league?
Yeah, I think rules changes to help defense. I think
there are ways. I don't know if they're easy.
Guaranteed contracts going away and shortening the schedule. I think those three things right there. But they're not going to do any of those.
And this is where I'll give the NFL a ton of credit. Despite all the criticism that we can talk about the wussifying of football, the NFL has been the one league that does not give a damn. They are like, dude, this is a TV product, and everything we're going to do is going to be to try to improve the TV product, and they will change something on a moment's notice. They don't give a damn. And Major League Baseball, to an extent, over the last handful of years, now, some of the stuff has been ridiculous, but Major League Baseball looked at this and said, we have an issue.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Right? Games are too long and younger players aren't being engaged, and we have to do something about this. And they try. And I'm not necessarily certain that the NBA does. And it's not... I'm not going to say I've ever been the biggest NBA fan, and I don't think you have either. And I know, like, Dirt talks about this, because, like, two of the shows on the station, like, Sprague's a diehard NBA guy, Danny's a diehard NBA guy. Dirt is not, Dusty is not. And then here, there's no diehard NBA guy. But I think it's interesting that even the diehards, not Danny, but even Sprague's is like, ah.
Yeah, it sucks. How could you even like this?
I don't watch that much. Someone else is saying local TV ratings across the board are down close to 20%.
Hell, half the teams can't even find a place to put their games.
Yeah.
It's a mess.
And yet TV gave them how many billion?
Well, but I think the NBA, unlike MLB and NFL, I think they're in their own little bubble.
Yeah.
I feel like they have a really good, solid, insular group that loves basketball no matter what, and they're junkies. And I think they need to get out of that. That's why I think they need... somebody,
fresh set eyes.
Yeah, somebody who's thinking a little more globally. Yeah. Not globally, because they do think globally, you know, China and everything. Yeah. I'm just saying, I just feel like the NBA, you know, in their bubble, everything's great.
Yeah.
And they all love it, but it's a very small, it's the smallest of all the groups in pro sports.
And I do think that one of the problems, and I don't think this should be, but the reality of it is, much like the WNBA is finding out that the white girl from Middle America that people love, and they're going to totally screw that up. One of the problems that I think does exist with the NBA is a lot of the young and up-and-coming players are not American-born. And I think it is hard for a lot of people to get behind foreign players.
People's hair aren't on fire for Zachary Risache.
Yeah, Jokic is as good a player as I've seen come along in 30 years. Dude, that guy is an all-timer. I think even in Denver, I think they're like, oh, that's our guy. But at the same time, they're like, maybe, you know, Wemby and Luka and Jan. I mean, there is some great talent, but it is not American born and bred. And I think that next wave of stars is challenging.
I feel like they just need to make the game more entertaining. That's where they need to start.
Certainly,
it's just
help.
A board. There's no style of player. Everybody just chucks threes. They all look the same.
But initially, the three-pointer was exciting because it was only the guys who were skilled enough to be doing it.
But like, so were the Europeans. They all bring something. They just have to, like you said, the NFL looks at their product as an entertainment product. Yeah. That's the way the NBA has to do it. It's not just for pure basketball junkies. That's what I'm saying. They're in their bubble. All the basketball junkies, you got them. Now you need to go grab all the other people, and you've lost them in spades. Yep. I cannot believe that number. NBA Cup, this big thing that they've been promoting, 1.1 million viewers? That is so incredibly bad.
How much money do they spend in time and effort from courts to uniforms to the ads? And it's just...
I don't know. I think it might be in crisis, but you're right. They got a lot of money from...
You got a lot of money, so...
TV.
Yeah.
Well, I can't get to my NCAA basketball stat here. I have hot NCAA basketball stats for you.
Rock chalk?
No. Well, I guess, actually, what are they ranked now? We lost two in a row.
Yeah.
Are we still?
God dang, yeah. What do you think?
No, we're good.
Okay.
We're good. And so is Oregon. But we'll have to get to that later. We have mystery lights over our state. That's next on In the News. Here's Buck.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.